AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A furious General Motors is shutting down operations in violent Venezuela for now after authorities there seized one of its factories. GM says vehicles have been taken from the factory in what it calls an illegal seizure of its assets. Venezuela has been rocked recently by violent protests of government policies. Venezuela is struggling with food shortages and triple-digit inflation. GM has thousands of workers in that troubled country. Vice President Mike Pence and his family have toured the largest mosque in Southeast Asia as he visits Jakarta, Indonesia. Earlier this morning, he praised that country's democracy and moderate form of Islam.
Our two countries share many common values, including freedom, the rule of law, human rights, and religious diversity.
American astronaut Jack Fisher lifted off on his first space flight this morning. He and a Russian cosmonaut took off for the International Space Station on board a Soyuz space capsule.
You can see the engine starting to ramp up.
Engine.
The engine's firing, now building up to flight speed and liftoff. Jack Fisher and Fyodor Yurchikhin on their way to the International Space Station.
9 minutes later, they were in orbit, as evidenced by the toy dog hanging from a string in the capsule that started to float. Fox TV host Bill O'Reilly denies doing anything wrong, but he's been fired following sexual harassment allegations. Stephen Colbert got into it on his late night show.
A lot of people watched him. He had the number one cable news show for 15 years. Until today, because Bill O'Reilly has been fired by Fox News.
Dana Perino, who's been sitting in for O'Reilly, announced it last night. This is AP Radio News. States across the nation are getting nearly $500 million from the government to help beat back the opioid epidemic. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price announces $485 million in grants to help states help opioid addicts.
Each and every day we lose 140 Americans to a drug overdose.
The acting director of the Centers for Disease Control, Dr. Ann Schuchat, says doctors and patients need to think about the risk that can come with opioid painkillers.
Can start a person on the road towards addiction or overdose or death.
The current administration vows to improve access to treatment, overdose-reducing drugs, and pain management tools. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Ohio, authorities are hoping a facial reconstruction by a forensic artist will help identify skeletal remains of a man found in a creek nearly 28 years ago. They're not saying how he died. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.